August Fáilte a Rás to the Crazy House Prices podcast with me, Ciarán Mulqueen, your host of this wonderful podcast that I'm having great fun doing. This episode is all about how we bought our home off market using what you guys have labeled the letter trick. Now, it's not a trick at all, but we basically wrote a letter and we used that letter we posted it in homes around the area that we wanted to buy in, and we managed to buy our house off market without the use of an estate agent. So that is what this is going to be, a quick episode, and that's what this episode is going to be all about. I'm going to go through basically how we did it, how many letters we posted, where we posted them, what we wrote in the letter, and the kind of process of it then afterwards. If you do get lucky and you do find somebody who wants to sell you their home, the whole process of that then going forward and what you do and how it works. And it's all explained in this episode. So sit back and enjoy, take notes, and here we go. Hi, I am just going to pause the podcast for a second to talk to you about some sponsors of the Crazy House Prices podcast. This episode is sponsored by Daft.ie. Daft is Ireland's number one property portal. Daft has the most properties available for sale and rent and is the preferred national property website amongst consumers in Ireland. So Daft.ie's core vision is to make buying, selling and renting property better for everyone in Ireland. So Daft's mission is to simplify each step of every property transaction in the Irish market to make buying, selling and renting in Ireland simple. That's why Daft.ie build innovative tools like Offers by Daft, an online real-time offers platform that provides never-before-seen transparency for the Irish consumer when buying a home. Are you looking to buy? Maximize your chances of finding your dream home by visiting Daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website. Okay, I have been meaning to record this podcast for so long because I had so many questions about this letter trick. And if you've been followed my Instagram page at all, you'll have heard me talk about it. Or if you've heard any of my media interviews, I've had to speak about it so many times. But basically, the letter trick is how we bought our home off market. Now, it's not a trick at all. That's just the title that my followers have given it. But basically, we were fed up with losing out on homes we were bidding on and had reached a point where we were going to just give up and try again within a year, which is a common story and a feeling many of you listening will be familiar with. There is a sense of kind of hopelessness at times, and you begin to feel like you'll never own your own home. And these are kind of unspoken consequences to this, like, and things I talk about all the time, I guess, on my page, but we don't hear too much in media is, you know, people delay life milestones like starting a family because they can't afford to rent or buy their own home. So we were in that position, you know, we wanted to get a start on our own family, and it's just desperate that, and it's something that just doesn't get enough attention. So we had all but given up on our home buying journey. We'd just said, look, I'm fed up dealing with estate agents and fed up being outbid. We'd been outbid on a good few houses at this point. We had decent money to spend, you know, we had a full mortgage approval, a guarantee of 4.5 times exemption, which was the case back then. And that's kind of one of the benefits of being teachers with permanent jobs. We had a very good deposit saved thanks to both of us living at home for the previous few years in Mel's parents' house. And then we basically just saved so much. So we knew exactly how much money we had to spend on a home and how much we would have left over for renovations. We could find plenty of homes that we liked and were within budget. But as I said, we just kept getting outbid. So because our budget was relatively small for Dublin, we were looking at fixer-uppers because any homes in good locations that were new builds were like, you know, well over 1 million. So we were basically looking for homes that were in really good locations but required either some or a lot of work. We weren't afraid of putting in the work, but anything turnkey was out of our reach. Like it was just outrageous money. And we were often going well above their asking prices. There were, as I said, no new builds available, and any fixer-uppers we were interested in just kept going above what we felt they were worth or we could afford. So I had been suggesting to Melissa for months that we should write a letter and print off loads of copies and post them in letterboxes in around areas that we wanted to buy in, just like a simple letter explaining our story and offering people a market value sale without the hassle and fees associated with using an estate agent. So that's what we did, and it worked. This is what I talk about when I talk about buying off market. There seems to be a bit of confusion because estate agents will often advertise houses as off market, But if a house is for sale with an estate agent, it's on the market, whether or not they've put the ad up yet. It's on the market because they are the market. When I say off market, I'm talking about literally buying directly from a seller, either trying to get in before they've spoken to an estate agent, or even if they're not even thinking about selling, but trying to convince them, or if you're renting and you buy directly off the landlord, that kind of thing is buying off market. Buying off an estate agent is buying on the market. So just to kind of make that clear. Anyway, our letter. So it's worth stating here that this obviously won't work for everyone, the letter trick. You know, it's not a trick, but it will require you getting extremely lucky. But it worked for us, and I've been told by so many followers now that it's worked for them. I even got a message yesterday of a politician who it worked for. They bought off market. So not a government politician, one of the opposition party politicians. So they bought off market as well using this letter idea. So Melissa wrote that the letter, it was really well written, a lot better written than my book. So she's really, really good at words, really empathetic. Just she's great at everything, I suppose, but really good at writing. And she basically wrote a letter explaining our situation and a few other details. I won't kind of go into the exact details in this podcast. I do have the exact letter we used word for word uploaded on my Patreon. So if you're a patron, you can get it there. You can also get a free 7-day trial to my Patreon, and you can download the letter then and cancel before you're charged. Now, my Patreon is €3 a month, so I mean, it's less than the price of a coffee. But if you wanted to do that and get your hands on the letter and it not cost you anything, you can do that. But here's basically a template that you could use, and I would recommend kind of making it your own and customizing it however you feel will work best for you. But some rules here, right? So number one, be polite. So you could put in a line saying kind of you don't mean to cause insult or offense, because you need to think that it's very often some of these houses, especially if you're posting them in vacant houses, they may be in probate or somebody may have died or whatever. So you need to be sensitive to that. But then just explain, you know, you're really struggling to find your own home due to the housing crisis. Rule number two then is be personable. So explain your situation, that you're a first time buyer, second time buyer, a family or whatever, a single buyer with fully underwritten mortgage approval. You're ready to go, blah, blah, blah. Don't write this letter if you're not able to guarantee all those things. Number three, be human. So explain why you love the area and why you want to live there. So we mentioned we're from the area, that I work in the local school. We wanted to live close to our parents as we were looking to buy a family home and start our own family. Number four is be useful. So explain how you can offer a hassle-free, full market value sale, and that the home will be continued to be loved by a family or a single person who wants to become part of the community. Number five, be profitable. Explain how the seller could benefit from less hassle with viewings, cleaning the house for photos, and they can save on estate agent's fees, which are usually between 1-2% plus other fees. So kind of on a 300 grand home, say, it's going to cost around €8,000 for vendors to sell that with all the fees included, estate agents and solicitors. So, you know, there's a good chunk of savings there for people if they go this off-market route. Number six is be convenient. So sign off your letter and mention that if they're thinking of selling their home in the near future, that you would love if they kept you in mind. Now, here are some things that you just need to keep in mind when you're trying this approach. You need to make sure your letter is sensitively written. Imagine how you would feel if you received a letter like this in the door. Would you be happy to get it? Would you be happy to read it, or would it really irritate you or annoy you? So don't engage in this tactic, as I said, unless you can promise everything you're giving in that letter. So unless you can promise a hassle-free quick sale, make sure that you have everything approved, your mortgage, that you have your solicitor ready, that you have your mortgage protection ready, that you are guaranteeing them a hassle-free sale. Don't say it's going to be hassle-free and then cause them hassle. That's not fair. So they can make sure that you can also absolutely afford the market value of the home, and that you have everything that you need in place. And don't post these letters in houses you know you can't afford. So do your research on prices for the area. I recommend not putting any figures in your letter. And if you're successful, then the house will have to be valued by a professional valuer anyway. And that's who decides what the house is worth. And then it's up to you and the vendors if that's worth it for you. So for us, we posted letters on roads that we loved, and we kept a lookout for homes that might be vacant. And if you're lucky, you might have local knowledge of the area. If you kind of somebody you know lives there and they know that this house might be coming on the market soon, so your friends may hear things or whatever. So the key here is getting to the house before it goes to an estate agent. Now, another thing to this approach that I've heard from so many of my followers now in the thousands is that they use this letter approach when bidding on a home which is on the market. So I hear this all the time, that they used the letter trick, but the house was actually on the market. So they didn't buy off market, but they wrote a little letter to the estate agent and asked it to be forwarded on to the vendor with their offer. And this has worked for literally thousands of people now. And I have a podcast coming up next. My next episode on the podcast will be with Niamh O'Sullivan, who used this letter idea when bidding and managed to buy a home even though they'd been outbid. So that episode will explain kind of how it works when buying on the market. But I just, to keep it nice and simple for this episode, I'm just going to be talking about off market. So keep and listen out. That'll be episode 15 with Niamh, and she will explain how she used the letter trick to buy on the market. But anyway, it's worked for followers. I will say it's a risky move because you might annoy the estate agent and you might annoy the vendor. So I'll leave it up to you. Lots of people have had success with it, but I'm sure lots of others have not. So it's up to your own judgment. Now, let's say you're using this letter approach to buy off market and you are successful. You managed to get an email or a reply to say, yeah, they're interested. So if you're like us and you get lucky and someone is willing to sell you their home directly, the rest of the process is very, very similar to any other sale of a property. The vendor will have the house valued and you can agree on a price together. And the solicitors essentially do the rest. There's no booking deposit required. You must still do all the usual kind of sale agreed steps, employ your required professionals, have the bank valuation done, the surveyor, and so on. And this is really important. Remember, the sale is not final until both of sides, so you and the vendor, sign the contract. So up until then, both you and the vendor can pull out of the sale at any time. And basically, the rest of it works exactly the same. The only difference is you don't pay a booking deposit to an estate agent, which is usually kind of 5-10 grand or whatever. You just basically pay your 10%. So there is an element of trust here from both sides. And that's why I think you need to approach this idea with as much honesty as possible. Now, in the next part of the podcast, I'm going to answer some of your questions that you guys have sent in about buying a home off market. I just want to pause the podcast for a moment to talk to you about a company called Beat the Bank. So the stress of organizing mortgage protection just got a whole lot easier with beatthebank.ie. This amazing Irish company offers the guaranteed lowest price for mortgage protection in the country. And it's not just for first-time buyers. You can switch your own mortgage protection anytime and enjoy the benefits of their market-leading discounts. I, along with hundreds of my Instagram followers, have used Beat the Bank, and the feedback has been amazing over the last 12 months. With their 100% end-to-end digital experience, quoting and applying for mortgage protection has never been easier. You can get a quote in seconds and apply in minutes without the hassle of unwanted sales calls or any paperwork. So visit beatthebank.ie today and protect your mortgage with ease and peace of mind. Beat the Bank saves you time and money on mortgage protection, whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to switch. They've also just launched income protection and life insurance on the site too. And if you have a house or are renting and are planning to buy, you need to consider protecting your income. So check out beatthebank.ie. Now, back to the podcast. Okay, so the first question sent in was about how did you know what the house would be like? So how did you know if you would like the house without having seen the layout? So it actually turned out that the house we bought was next door to a house that we had been outbid on. So when we put the letters in, we put it into the house next door because we actually loved the house we were outbid on. Was like, you know, we absolutely fell in love with it. We did what I tell people not to do. We were pitching ourselves, living there and everything, and we just really loved it. But we got outbid quite quickly, and it just turned out that the house we bought was next door. So we knew exactly what the layout of the house was like. We knew actually from Google Maps that the house had an extension, so it actually suited us better than the house next door. So it just worked out really well for us. So we kind of, we just knew the layout of these houses in the Tenters, that they're all the same, and we knew we'd like it, and we'd be kind of renovating it anyway. So it worked out really well for us. Next question is, how many letters would you recommend giving out? I would say as much as possible, as many as possible, because the more hooks you throw out, the more chance you have of getting a bite. Next question is, at what point do solicitors get involved? Is it just at the end? No, your solicitors are involved straight away. So as soon as you get an email back and you meet the people who you're hoping to buy the house from, as soon as you agree, that is technically sale agreed. That's when you get on to your solicitor and you exchange solicitor's details. And basically, the solicitors kind of do the rest then. The next question is, how did you agree on a price? So in our case, it just so happened that they got the house valued, and it was valued at exactly how much we had to spend with our mortgage exemption and our deposit. So it was literally the exact figure we had to spend was what they got it valued at. And that was why we put letters in these houses, because we knew what the houses were worth, because I'd done all my research and we knew we could afford it. Next question is, was the house empty? Our house was actually empty. It was vacant. It was a probate sale. So we were able to, when we did get the funds transferred and all that, we got the keys and able to get in and do all the clear out and stuff. So we actually said that to the vendors. They left some stuff here and they offered, you know, did they want us to remove everything? And just to kind of make things even more easy for them, I was like, no, don't worry about it. Like, I'll do all the clearing out. I'll do all that myself. I'll get the skips and whatever. So that was another kind of benefit for the seller then, was that they didn't have to deal with the stress of clearing out the house. I offered to do that for them. Again, it's just kind of having this open, honest communication with each other, and for us it just worked really so well. Next question was, we did this, we bought off market, but we got stuck in sale agreed for about 3 months. How did you cope without the estate agent as a middle person? So ours was a probate, so it did take about kind of 16 weeks, so yeah, about 4 months of waiting. So you just let the solicitors get on with it, and they have everything ready to go, so that when the probate does come through, that's it, you're done. You just request drawdown of funds and transfer it. So we didn't really have to communicate really that much as a middle person. And that would be the case whether you're buying through an estate agent or not. Like, if you're waiting 3-4 months for a probate, don't really need to be communicating that much. It's just a waiting game, really. You just have to wait until the probate comes through, and that's it. And then the last question is, do you know of any online platforms where houses can be advertised off market? So Daft and My Home, as far as I know, allow you to place your own ad on it for your home for sale. So if you are thinking of selling your house off market, you can do the pictures yourself, you can write the ad yourself and upload it onto Daft or My Home yourself. So they're the kind of two biggest platforms, Daft being the biggest one that has kind of everything. So as far as I know, you can do it on both of those. But basically, that's it for the letter trick or the letter idea. And that's kind of the process that we used to buy the house. And that is it for another episode of the Crazy House Prices podcast with me, Kieran McQueen. If you are enjoying the episodes and the podcast and the Instagram page, please do consider becoming a patron. The Patreon is what helps me keep this whole show on the road, keeps the page going, keeps the podcast going, helps me pay for all these things. And it's only €3 a month. And as I said in the episode on there, you can actually get a copy of the letter we used word for word. Big thank you to the sponsors of the podcast, and a big thank you to the listeners as well. You guys, if you're enjoying it as well, would you please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to the podcast? I would really appreciate it. Have a lovely day.